Shalom to all. Today we're going to Masechta Edayot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Daled, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is bringing the Brachos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Defan Reziva Gahagon, Bikar of Mamish. Now in this Mishnah we have discussion about Tumah and Tahara. We already mentioned previously the concept of Tumas Oil, that when there's a corpse, a dead body underneath a tent, underneath a roof, anything underneath that same roof is going to become Tameh. Now there's a unique din with clay cheres, earthenware vessels, that they only become Tameh mitoicham, inside. So if the Tumah is able to get inside the kli, so then it and anything inside is Tameh. However, if it is Mukaf Tzmid Pesil, if it has a cover over it, that means the Tumah can't get inside, and therefore nothing inside is going to be Tameh. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. Kli Cheres Matzel Al HaKoil Kedivrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that a Kli Cheres, this earthenware Kli that has a cover on it, it saves everything that's inside it. Therefore, if it's in a room or a house, it's under the same roof as a mace, not only is the Kli going to be Tahar, but everything inside as well is going to be Tahar. However, Beis Shammai says, Eini Matzel Ela Al HaOichem Al HaMashkim Al Kli Cheres. The only thing it saves, it protects from getting Tameh, is food and drink that happen to be inside, or other Kli Cheres that are inside. But besides for that, anything else that's inside this Kli Cheres that's underneath the same oil as the mace is actually going to become Tameh. And again, that's even though there's a cover over this Kli Cheres. Now, Amar Lahem Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel asked Beis Shammai, Mipnei Ma, why is that? Why are you being machmir? Amar Lahem Beis Shammai told them, Mipnei Shu Tameh Al Gav HaMa'aretz, because it's Tameh Dudin HaMa'aretz, Ve'en Kli Tameh Chaitzetz, a Tameh Kli can't be a chatzitza, it can't be a barrier to Tumah. What does this mean HaMa'aretz? So we know that Amaratzim, people who are unlearned, they're not careful with Tumah and Tahara, and therefore Chazal say that all the Kalim of an Amaret are automatically considered to be Tameh. And since a Tameh Kli can't serve as a barrier from Tumah, that means that when we have an Amaret that has a Kli Cheres, that Kli Cheres is Tameh, and even if it has a covering on it, that's not going to prevent the Tumas Mace of Tumas Oil going through the Kli, being the Tameh everything inside, because the Kli itself is Tameh, so it can't stop the Tumah from going inside, and therefore everything inside is going to be Tameh. However, Amar Lahem Beis Hillel responded by saying, that's a great explanation, but V'haloi Tihartim Achlu Mashkim Shabasaychai, you didn't say that everything is Tameh, you said that the food and drink that's inside this Kli is Tahar. Why would you even retire the food and drink inside if you're saying that it can't be Chaitzitz Bifnei HaTumah? So everything inside should be Tameh, including food and drink. So Amar Lahem Beis Sham respond to them, K'shetiharnu Achlu Mashkim Shabasaychai, when we were Matahar the food and drink inside this Kli, Lat Matiharnu, we were only being Matahar it for the guy himself, meaning for the Amaret. Avok K'shetiharta Sakli, Tihartel Chavaloi, when you retire the Kli, you're being Matahar it for you and for him. What does this mean? Basically, Beis Shammai is saying that the problem is as follows. When a chaver, which means a person who's learned and is very careful of Tumah and Tahara, borrows a kli from an Amaretz, he assumes that it's Tameh. As we said, all kalim from Amaretz are considered Tameh, and he's going to put it in the mikvah before he uses it. However, with food, which once it becomes Tameh, it can never become Tahar. You can't just stick a banana in the mikvah and make it Tahar. It doesn't work like that. Therefore, a chaver is never going to borrow food from an Amaretz. And that's what Beis Shammai is telling Beis Hillel. When we said that the food and drink inside this kli cheres, which is covered, is Tahar, that just means in regards to the Amaretz, he could think of everything being Tahar here and he could be happy. Because anyway, a chaver is not going to borrow this food from him, so it's not really relevant. But when it comes to other kalim that are inside this kli cheres, we have to tell him that they're tameh meis, because now when a chaver comes to borrow this kli from him, the amaretz is going to tell him, you should know it's tameh meis because it was inside one of my kalim under the same oil as a mace. And then the chaver is going to know that he can't just take this kli and put it in the mikvah. Once something's tameh meis, it has to be sprinkled with the waters from the parah aduma, and that's a whole different discussion. And therefore, because of this response, Chazar Beis Hillel harskei d'Rav Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel retracted and ended up paskening like Beis Shammai. And moving on to Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohanim Heid Arba Dvarim. Rav Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, he was assistant or deputy Kohen Gadol, he gave Eidos about four things. Now before we continue, this requires an introduction on Tumah. The Dinim of Tumah are very complex, as we just had in the previous Mishnah, they were pretty confusing, but a basic knowledge is necessary. The highest level of Tumah is Ava Tumah. When this touches something, that item becomes a level lower called a Rishon. When a Rishon touches something, it becomes a Sheni, and with Chulin, a Sheni is the lowest or lightest level it could be, so if a Sheni touches something else, it can't be Metameh it because it's just not strong enough. Now with Truma, because of its Kedusha, it's much more sensitive and it could become a Shlishi when touched by a Sheni. And Kanchim, which are even more Kaddish than Truma, can actually become a Revi when touched by a Shlishi. Now important term over here is Vlad HaToma, which literally means child of Toma and refers to something that became Tameh because it was touched by something else Tameh, and usually it refers to a Rishon, but we're going to see in the beginning of the Mishnah that it refers to a Sheni as well. And the main focus of this Mishnah is, we know that it's Asur to make Truma or Kachim Tameh, but what about if they were already Tameh? Is it Asur to make them more Tameh or not? So that's what Chanina Sgan HaKohanim is telling us, that Mimeim Shel Kohanim, in all the days of the Kohanim, Loi Nimnu Milisavus HaBasar Shenitma B'Vlad HaToma, Im HaBasar Shenitma B'Av HaToma, Af Al Pisha Mesifin Toma Al Tumasai. They never held themselves back from burning two different types of meat together. The first meat is Kachim that became Tameh with a Vlad HaToma, which means it was touched by a Sheni, so this meat is a Shlishi, and they had no problem burning it together with something that was touched by an Avatoma, which means that second piece of meat was a Rishon, so we're burning a Rishon with a Shlishi, and that means that the Shlishi is now becoming a Sheni, because it was just touched by a Rishon, and they had no issue with this, even though Toma was being added on. We're making the Shlishi a stronger type of Toma, a Sheni, no problem. And Hois for Rabbi Kiva added on, that Mimem Shal Kayhanim, in all days of the Kayhanim, Loi Nimnu Melhadlik as Hashem Mishinissa with Tvul Yoim, they didn't have any issues lighting Truma oil. They became puzzled because it was touched by a Tvul Yoim. A Tvul Yoim is a person who's a Sheni Latoma, who went to the mikveh that day. He's not 100% Tahar until Harav Shemesh, when the sun sets, and therefore if he touches Truma, he's going to make it a Shlishi, and that's what Truma oil is. It became possible by a Tvul Yoim, which means it became a Shlishi, and they had no problem burning it B'ner Shenitma B'Tmei Mace in a lamp that became Tamei with Tmei Mace. This lamp over here is actually a metal lamp, and there's a unique din with metal that when it's touched by an Avatoma, it actually remains an Avatoma and doesn't go down to the next level. So this lamp over here was an Avatoma, and we're putting Tamei oil, which is only Shlishi L'Toma inside, which means now it's becoming a Rishon, it's jumping two levels up, and this is no problem. Even though Toma is being added on, so we see from these two cases in the Mishnah, there's no problem adding Toma onto already existing Toma. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up Torah with Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more of these ADIs that Rebbe Chanina Sganei Kohanim gave. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.